At the heart of many adventure stories is the hunt for buried treasure.
More clues. What a surprise.
The clues lead to an ancient tomb or a cave or a wrecked ship.
One-Eyed Willie. Yeah, he was the most famous pirate in his time.
And sometimes the treasure's not even worth stealing because it's cursed or it's guarded by a giant dragon.
Where are you?
That's all fantasy, but the thrill of the hunt is very real. That's why so many people have searched for a treasure chest rumored to be buried in the Rocky Mountains. And a new documentary explores their adventure stories. The show's Annika Klein maps it out for us.
Time to hit the road.
We're gonna go find some treasure? Are you sure we're going the right way?
The film is called Fenn's Searchers, and it documents the journey of a few people who are searching for the treasure of a man named Forrest Fenn. Now, Forrest Fenn is not an outlaw or a prospector from the Wild West. He's still alive. Here he is speaking in the film's trailer about why he buried a treasure valued at least $1 million.
My motivation was to get the kids away from their texting machines, out of the game room, off of the couch. I want them to smell the sunshine.
He's a lifelong adventurer himself.
That's documentary creator Matt Maizano.
Because Forrest was an amateur archaeologist, over the years, he'd gathered up many very interesting historical artifacts and valuable gold and amulets and necklaces and things like that.
Then, Fenn says, he put it all into a chest and buried it somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. No treasure map, but he did give clues in the form of a poem.
Begin it where warm waters halt and take it in the canyon down. Not far, but too far to walk.
That was Fenn reading part of that cryptic poem on CBS Sunday Morning. The story was picked up by other major news outlets, too, and that's when Maizano found out about it, and it blew him away.
The way we live with modern technology and GPS and, you know, all kinds of technology that's making the wilderness much less unknown. Here you have this treasure hunt that this guy's created in 2010, and now we're in 2016. I mean, this does not happen.
Maizano and his wife started tagging along with a couple of these searchers last year, and he says there are thousands of them out there. They chat in online forums, they dig from Montana down to New Mexico, and they each have a story about why.
And you've got people at all levels of involvement, from just casually looking online once in a while, to people that go out and search for the treasure once a week, overnight, 9-hour hikes to these really treacherous, deep forest locations.
These searchers became the focus of Maizano's film. There's a woman who has searched 60 times around the same hill, and a man who joined up because he loves geocaching.
When I find the chest, and I will find the chest, I'm going to take a selfie.
Some of the searchers meet for an annual camping trip just north of Santa Fe. The next one is coming up this Saturday. Maizano will screen a rough version of his film there, and of course there will be digging for treasure. But Maizano will be digging for something else.
We're going out there to kind of find an ending for the film.
But he says the ending doesn't have to be lifting the wooden lid to a trove of gleaming gold. It's the journey that matters to him. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.
And you can find the trailer for the film Fenn's Searchers and also the poem of clues on our website, kjzz.org.